The coronavirus pandemic has hit our local musicians and music venues here in Portland especially hard. And as with many of us, they're adapting to the demands of social distancing and staying home by going online. That's the reason for the new Portland Music Stream series presented by one of our favorite local venues, the Alberta Rose Theater. The Alberta Rose originally opened as a movie house in 1927, the year of Al Jolson's Jazz Singer, and showed films until it closed in 1978. It was reopened in 1998 and since then has become one of Portland's top spots for live music and performance. To find out more about the Portland Music Stream series, we're joined now via Skype by Adam East, talent buyer for the Alberta Rose Theater. Adam, thanks very much for taking time out to talk with us at KABU.
Yeah, no problem, Ken. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And Adam, since these are unusual times, I don't usually start off an interview this way, but I'm just going to ask how you're doing. Are you doing most of your work from home?
Yeah, I'm doing all my work from home now. And I'm doing okay, you know, as well as can be expected, I think.
Oh my, we're all going through it, yeah. When did the Alberta Rose shut down for live performances? Was that around the 10th or so, something like that?
The last show we did was March 14th.
Oh, my.
It was when we had been ordered to keep things under 250 people. And so we happened to have one show that was still on the docket that was we had sold just right around 250 tickets. And so everybody was ready to keep that one together and not cancel it. So we did that one, and then we shut the doors.
Oh, my. And I should mention to listeners that the capacity is closer to 400 if you had a sellout show.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you've adapted to the COVID-19 precautions by going online with this new series, the Portland Music Stream. How'd you come up with the idea, and were there any models or inspirations from other venues here in Portland or nationally?
Well, when we had to close the Rose to live shows, I was looking for a way for us to stay active and to keep money rolling in because we've got bills to pay and to keep our employees working. And so the Portland Music Stream was originally conceived as a way to use the Alberta Rose as a soundstage instead of a live performance venue. We were going to have engineers and a live stream camera team and use the empty Alberta Rose Theater as the stage and use all the equipment that we have to produce live shows to produce live streamed shows. And that idea almost came to fruition. We spent a day getting everything all together, setting up the stage, checking all the connections and the live stream situation there. And then the order came for us to stay inside. And so at that point, we switched gears and turned the thing into a series of concerts performed and streamed from artists' homes instead. And that's where we got to where we are today. Luckily, our live stream crew has been doing this sort of thing for many, many years. I'd say 20 years or more. And so I had confidence that we'd be able to take this thing mobile and do all the live streaming remotely. And that's what we've done. And it's been a bit of an odyssey, and it's worked out well so far.
Now, the first concert in the series was Michael Dean Damron. He's in the band I Can Lick Any SOB in the House, a Portland band. That was March 21st, so about 10 days ago. Since then, you've presented, I counted seven more. What's been the response from the musicians you've talked with and the folks listening at home?
Well, all the musicians have been happy to have a gig. That's for sure. Because when this came down, it was such a hit to the pocketbook. And I think, you know, musicians thrive on playing music. and it was an opportunity to do what they do best. So we've had a lot of positive feedback. When I first approached the artists about this, I was very happy, and I guess not surprised, but happy to see that everybody wanted to do it. Since we've been doing it, the feedback that I've gotten has been really positive. The artists have felt a great sense of joy and relief to actually be able to have a concert and connect with people. They've all said that it's been strange and a little bit scary.
Oh, not having an audience, yeah.
Not having an audience in the room to play for. But, you know, we have there's a chat box on your screen when you're watching the show, and we encourage people who are viewing to enter the chat room and request songs or make comments, applaud the performers, tell a joke, whatever it is that they've got. And that's really helped build a sense of community during a concert and given the performers the feeling and the knowledge that they're actually connecting with people out there.
Now, what's the setup like for the performers? Are they live streaming from home, just them and their instrument?
Yes, and it's a little bit different every time, but generally they're finding a place in their home, setting it up so it is a comfortable and good sounding and good looking space to do a concert, and using whatever hardware it is that they've got. Usually it's a laptop, sometimes it's a phone. If they have a more elaborate setup, external microphones or, you know, a proper SLR camera that they can connect, we're able to roll with any of those technical options. But generally, yeah, it's people live streaming a concert from their home, either sitting in front of the fireplace or on their front porch.
That sounds great. Now, Adam, you're offering the Portland Music Stream shows as a subscription service, but also pay by the concert deal. Can you talk about the subscription service first, how it works, what's included?
Sure. It was originally intended to just be subscription only, because the hope was that we would raise enough money to sustain the Alberta Rose Theater through this time and make enough money to pay the musicians handsomely enough for their time that it was a win-win for everyone. And so the subscription model was dreamt up in order to raise a good chunk of money that'll help all those things. And we added the single show tickets later on, and that's been good too. It's you know, not everyone can afford $100. Not everyone wants all the shows. Some people are just fans of a certain artist, and they're able to pay, you know, what's about the same as they might pay when they go to see that concert in person. But they get the experience of the live streamed concert, and they get to view the archived show in perpetuity. They get to see the show and get to see the concert on demand anytime they may want.
And in addition to helping out the Alberta Rose during this time, the concert series also helps our local artists. You're doing this through the Jeremy Wilson Foundation. Can you talk about that?
Sure. The Jeremy Wilson Foundation is a musicians' healthcare organization that provides relief for musicians in need. They started a COVID-19 fund when this whole thing came down, and we are donating a portion of the profits to the JWF. And the way that we conceived of this was to scale up the donation portion of the revenue. So the more people we get subscribing to the series, the larger the percentage we get to donate to charity. And so once we meet our basic financial goals in helping support the Alberta Rose Theater and the artists, we'll end up giving the lion's share to the Jeremy Wilson Foundation.
Now, we should mention a few of the concerts coming up, and they're incredible for fans of local music, music in general. Justin John, Adam King of the Garcia Birthday Band, they're playing Friday night. Tony Furtado, Stephanie Schneiderman on Saturday. One of my favorites, Tave Fache Drake, she's the lead singer of the Girl Haggard Band. She'll be performing on Sunday. Just an incredible lineup. And in terms of the actual live shows, the ones you've had to cancel, you had some really good ones coming up this month. Ruthie Foster, Maria Muldaur, there's the Nowhere Band. We're going to do Abbey Road, which I saw last year. It was just amazing. Are you in the process of rescheduling them or just kind of sitting on things right now to see how long this quarantine lasts and what's going to happen?
Yeah, at this point, we have all the shows up to a certain date, whatever that date was, April 18th, are either rescheduled or postponed. And we watch the news and we wait to hear from the powers that be as to how much longer they're predicting this whole thing is going to last. And when they do extend the orders, we begin to reschedule the shows that we're going to have to miss. So we're just in the process now of rescheduling and or having to cancel or postpone all the shows for the rest of April.
How can people find out more about the Portland Music Stream series and subscribe if they like or even buy individual concerts?
Just go to the Alberta Rose Theater website, which is albertarosetheater.com. And at the top, you'll see a big image for Portland Music Stream. And click on that, and you'll find all the information that you need to subscribe. And then if you're looking for individual shows, then you can page down and find the shows listed just as if they were regular live shows. The individual tickets are listed in chronological order right there.
Well, Adam, again, thanks so much for talking with us. It's a wonderful program, a way for us who are staying at home and sheltering in place to stay entertained and for the performers to keep performing. So thank you for all that.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity here to tell people about it. And we love putting on shows at the Alberta Rose, and we love the theater and really want to keep it going. So we appreciate all the support from the community, and we'll see you online.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Ken.
We've been talking with Adam East, talent buyer for the Alberta Rose Theater. You can find out more about the Portland Music Stream series and how to help support the Alberta Rose and our local musicians online at Alberta Rose Theater, that's theater with an R-E at the end, .com. There are shows every Wednesday through Sunday, currently at least through April 18th. The shows start at 7 p.m. They're also available anytime on demand. This is Ken Jones for KBOO News.